You're just the backup. Okay.
Okay. Peirik Hey. So okay, the Zim. Want to look inside with me? Maybe look under with me.
Yeah.
Peirik Hey. Hakdoma leroy mamus inyan psukei v'zimra. Beautiful word that. Leroy mamus. Leroy mamus means the glory, splendor. Leroy mamus is an expression of splendor, something very unique, something special. Bruchim aboyim. Shalom. Shalom aleichem. Just there's a difference between, yes, page Lamadalad. Yeah, I love that word, Romamus. Romamus means like the exalted, something very unique, something very glorious. There's a difference between the word bracha and a shir. A bracha is really a statement of fact. It's shevach v'yodah, it's praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But shir is more than that. Shir is like a glory. Shir is like a Romamus, something much, much higher than that. Yitzhak Maltzan in the Siddur HaGor brings down that a shir is said with a great eloquence, great passion. A shir is said with great excitement. The words themselves are very passionate. The words are very passionate, and it's very detailed as well. I mean, a shir is more, a bracha really is like a statement of fact. This is what there is, and it's shevach v'hidor, but it doesn't have the romamus in it. The romamus means like the higher, the exaltation, the eloquence behind it all. To be passionate about something. That's where you find often Shir Hashirim is Anila Doidi Vidoidi Li. These words are very Ilufino Mari Shira Kayom or Nishmas. These words are very exalted words here. They're passionate words that should be said in a certain way. He talks, says Psuke de Zimra is Romamus, which is a very high Madrega to say. Psuke de Zimra has in it like a Shir. It's more than just a bracha. Let's see what he said. Yisadeh Shvacha Shalmokam Achra Yiskein Yispalel. A person should first of all mention the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and afterwards he should daven. Dorash Reb Sinoi says in the Gemara Brachos, La'olam yisada adam shvacha shamokim. A person should always, first of all, express the praise and the thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'achar kein yispalel, and then afterwards you ask your requests. And there's a certain diplomatic profile that you must make. You must make this move, first of all. First of all, say the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you come on to ask what you want. Is that cunning? What is it? Is it like flat? What is it? What do you mean when you say the shevach and then you ask what you want?
It could be if depending on your kavana, but hopefully not. It's
you're trying to curry favor. What are you trying to do when you say the shevach HaKadosh Baruch? What does it mean?
You're humbling yourself before Hashem.
You're recognizing. You're recognizing who He is. That's what it is. It's only a matter of saying, I'm not just coming forward and saying something. I recognize what the glory is, what the splendor is. It's not being cunning, like being sly. If I say this, and then He'll give me that. It's not like that. It's just recognition. That's what He's going to come and say. Look what He says here. Well, Biyodibay Hagamor, Kosef HaMabit, the Mabit explains, this is what you have to come to know, to realize and recognize, before you come to ask HaKadosh Baruch of anything. There's no one in the world who can give him what he needs. The only thing you can do is turn to HaKadosh Baruch. You need something, you want something, turn to Borei Olam for him. And for that reason, a person should always, here we are, that's what you meant. Meaning, and for that reason, you should say the Shevach HaKadosh, because there isn't anybody else. You're recognizing the uniqueness of the Kodesh Baruch. He does everything, and therefore you turn to Him. Since you turn to Him, therefore you praise Him, first of all, because you're recognizing who He is. I'm not just asking for something, I recognize it. It's not a cunning, it's correct. This is the right way to behave. In other words, I recognize who Hashem is, and therefore I come and ask Him for something. No one else can help you. Kihu moirish, He bestows, umashir, and He makes wealthy. Mashmal, He brings down, af meroimim, and lifts up. V'oime, v'oise, v'goizel, umekayim. Where's all that from? Baruch Shama, no? Mm-hmm. Oh, that is Baruch Shama. How do we start Psuke de Zimra? Beautiful expression here. Let's have a look at the words again. The problem with Abayis is we go too fast with Psuke de Zimra. You have lack, and you have to go slow. Go slower and think about the words that you're saying. Say them words with meaning. If you say a little bit slower, you realize what Baruch Sha'oma V'hoya Ha'olam created the world. Baruch Hu. Baruch Oise Bereshis. He made the creation. Baruch Oime, He says something and He does it. By Yomei Elokim Yehi Or. By the statement alone, He did. It happened. Boch Goizer, he decrees on Mekayim, and he fulfills his decree. Boch Merachem al Ha'oretz, he is Rachemim, he's merciful on the land. Merachem al Abriyos. You have to think about these words, Rabbi Yisrael. You can't, I don't think you can say Psukkah Dezimah in 5-10 minutes or something. You need a bit more time. I personally feel I must need at least 15 minutes. Otherwise, it's cut lapped in your medaleg. And to think about the words you're saying, Boruch Mishalim Socha Tov L'Reyo, pay a reward to those who fear. Boruch Chayel Rai B'Kayim L'Netzach. Boruch Peida U'Matzil Boruch Shema. You have to think about these words. So think about the words in him. You are the one who does all this. There isn't anybody else who does this. And there's no one in the world who can tell him what to do. And that's why you come to ask him for what you need. And you throw, you cast your whole lot on Hashem. And Hashem will support you. You turn to him and you ask him. You are standing in front of the Melech. And that's why they have Psukkah Dezimah. Psukkah Dezimah is expressing this recognition and acknowledgement and appreciation of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Just this week, a girl wrote to me from a seminary. I gave a shiur somewhere on Shidduchim, one of the seminaries. And I explained to them that when it comes to Shidduchim, you know, you have to forget about the skeletons in your cupboard. Don't start worrying about this. I have this in my family, or this person went off the derech. Go ahead with your Shidduch and dismiss your idea that you're limited because of this in your family and that in your family. So a girl wrote to me and said, it's not so easy to do that. People talk about my family in a certain way, and it's not, how can I go ahead on the Shidduch? In other words, every Shidduch is potentially ruined because people are talking about my family, whatever. So obviously something in her family. So I wrote to her, I said to her as follows, you have to know one thing. When it comes to Shidduchim, it's all in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's Mezabek Zagum, and when he wants something to work, it will work. In other words, it's in his hands, not in the neighbor's hands, or not in the naysayer's hands. It's very important to know that. In other words, a shidduch is set up for that person, and the person will marry who Hashem wants you to marry. That's the zivug. He's mezabek zivugim. My chavusa, who I learned within the mir, he had a particular problem because there was somebody in his family who was always asked on shidduchim, and she was very, very jealous of his family. Very jealous of his family. So every time a shidduch came up, she messed the shidduch up. Every time. It was terrible. Every time. You know, this cousin in B'nai Brak always used to ruin a shidduch. So then eventually all the children got married. What happened? They never turned to her at that time. Each other shidduch, and they never asked her. She never knew, never could put a point in. That's what happens. Like, she wants a shidduch to work, it'll work. It'll go ahead a certain way. So I wrote to her, and I told her that. I said, you know, sometimes you have to, you know, dismiss those thoughts. Otherwise, you're not going to go ahead with it. I remember reading once, Rabbi Elia Lapian once explained that when a shidduch is suggested to somebody, you must go ahead with it, even though you think you're not worthy, you're not suitable for that shidduch. You must go ahead with it, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu set aside for you. Maybe it's good for you. Don't dismiss yourself. Don't lower yourself and say it's not suitable. Go ahead with it and see what comes out. Rabbi Elia was very insistent on that. He told the Bachur Mikvah Hasidim that you should try. Something is suggested, go ahead with it and see. Don't lower yourself. Don't think it's not, I'm not up to that sort of shidduch. You know. It's an Hashemayim. You can't damage it. You can't pogem it. So I went back to her. I told her that. I said to her, you know, otherwise you can have terrible hang up of your skeletons in your cupboard. This is not good, and that's not good, and you're never going to go ahead with the shidduch. And it's not the way. It's not the way to do it. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate first and only cause of everything. And Baruch Shama, in a way, gets us in the right frame of mind.
Exactly.
It's all Hashem.
Psukkah Dezimah gets you in that frame of mind. The whole of Psukkah Dezimah gets you in that frame of mind.
Can I ask, why is there a difference in how the Ashkenazim and Sfarad begin?
They start from Hoidu. I don't know. These are Minhagim. I don't know.
Usually Sfarad goes up.
Start with Hoidu. I don't know. You start with Baruch Shama, though, don't you? You start with Baruch Shama.
No, we start with Hoidu.
Hoidu, and then Baruch Shama.
They stop talking after Baruch Shama.
That's it.
Okay, let's go on. V'hine, v'voy anu l'psukkah Dezimah. When you come to Psukkah Dezimah, anu miskarvim yoiseh la'amidoseinu lifnei Hashem. Beautiful words here. When you come to say Psukkah Dezimah, you're getting much closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than you were beforehand. You'll miscarry yourself. You'll come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, when you're standing there and saying these words, Yehi Chavod Hashem la'olam, or Asher Yoshua Beisach, you're closer. You're getting closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'olim la'olam hayetziyah, shehu olam ha'malochim. Korbanos is called olam ha'asiyah, the world of actions, meaning it's a lower level. The higher level is Yetzirah, then there's Bria, then there's Shorish Neshama. So Korbanos is Olam HaSiyah. Pesukei Zimra is Olam HaYitzira. Pirushim Bichas Pirushim is Olam Bia. And then Shoresh Neshama.
So you're getting closer and closer.
Closer and closer.
We don't feel it.
If you express the words eloquently and carefully, then you'll feel it. It depends tremendously on how much input you put into it. The slower you say it and the more meaning you try and put into it, then you can move with it. If you have only 5 minutes to say Pesukei Zimra, then it's just, it's a chapla. You need to give it time. If you don't give it time, then you're not being fair to yourself. Give it time so that you can think about what the words that you're saying.
But part of the challenge
is... Anybody heard anybody? Yeah, never sat next to somebody who says Pesukei Zimra slowly? I sat next to someone, I'm here in Bet Shemesh, I stand next to somebody who says Pesukei Zimra in a beautiful, beautiful way. He says the words slowly and carefully, and you hear the passion as he's saying the words. Beautiful. You know, Fisher, Rami Fisher's father, you know, Fisher? Mordechai Fisher, yeah. No, not in the Gaon, no, in Lev Elyon, Lev Elyon.
Go to a Sephardi synagogue in Shabbos. Hear the kids singing.
Yeah, you say the words, but you have to
hear the kids singing.
You have to think about what you're saying as well. You have to express the words and think about the words that you're saying.
Also understanding. You need time. What it means as well.
Of course. You need time. You can't say it fast. If you say fast, you're going to lose the whole point.
What happens if there's a siren in the middle of your saying? 15 minutes could be, you know. That happened to me, I think, yeah. I was in the middle of saying Baruch Shamar and all of a sudden the siren came.
Yeah.
And so I finished up. But,
It upsets me when you go to some places where they're just silent until you stop.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of shuls here that do that.
It's hard to have kavanah without saying the words out loud. Not loud, but saying the words. If you just look at the words, it's very hard to have kavanah. Hoidu Lashem Kiru Vishmoy. Hoidio ba'amim aliloisov, shiru loy, zamru loy, sichu b'chol nifla oisov, his halalu b'shem kodshoy, yismach leiv mevakshe Hashem, dirshu Hashem ha'uzoy, bakshu fonot, say the words with me, zichu nifla oisov ha'sho osov. These are your words of connection, no? This is how you're connecting with the Borei Olam. This is, it's incredible. Every day you're saying these words. You have to put input into it.
What I'm saying is that like you could do that and then you won't be with the tzibur. Is that
start a bit earlier. Come a bit earlier.
Okay, you come a little bit earlier, but you can do it slowly.
Often people ask me that question. I say, okay. So you have to come 5 minutes earlier. Start earlier.
Okay.
Tell
me 15 minutes.
However long it is, but start earlier. Give yourself time. Okay. Otherwise it won't have meaning. And it's such a tzibur.
No, but isn't it bigger to daven with the tzibur?
No, not Pesukei Zimra. The only chiyuv is to start Shemoneh Esrei.
Shemoneh Esrei is the main thing.
Yes. No. So you when you come to sort yourself, so you'll wait there or something. You'll wait there, but so that you're there. Shemoneh Esrei is the main thing. So start
with that. You really should optimally come early, daven longer by yourself,
yes.
And then when the guy says Gal Yisrael,
you're with him. You're with him. You have to be with him. You wait with him. Yes. I often start Birchas Kriya Shema before the Tzibur. I often do that. I need a bit more time for Shema. Take a bit more time. And then I wait at Ezras. Something like that. And then you say it together with the Tzibur.
I was just going to say, like, my own personal chizuk that I sometimes get, just on Lipa's question, is that you might not understand everything, but if you can take, if there's certain psukim that you understand and that connect,
yes.
There's something in your life, or just something that you feel close to Hashem. So it's saying sometimes those psukim out loud, like the Rav said, what is it, mevakshe?
Do Hashem.
Yismach le
mevakshe.
Yeah. So someone told me a word once, like who's happy, one who's searching, or one who's.
Yes.
So that pasuk, like for me, stands out as like a bit of a chizuk, because
beautiful.
It doesn't mean that you always have to find it. It doesn't say Hamoiti Hashem, Yismach le Hamoiti Hashem. It's one who's searching.
Yes.
So you know you can still be in the search,
yes.
And that's part of the avoda. That's part of the simcha.
But you have to make it personal, the davening. You have to make Pesukei Zimra. You can't just say the words like a child. It has to become part of you. And you also have to say it, you have to love the words as well. You have to love the words you're saying. You know what I mean? I have a passion for the words. Yehi chavod Hashem le'olam. Yismach Hashem b'maaseh. You know, Yismach Hashem b'maaseh. It's a beautiful words you're saying here. Ahavas Chesed, loving kindness. Such a beautiful expression, loving kindness. Think about the words that you're saying. Ahavas Chesed, Sim Sholem. All these words are beautiful words. If you stop a minute and think about the words, but you need time. You need time. You can't do it in speed. So you have to start a little bit earlier and then you give yourself time.
Then like you do, it takes about an hour and a half, 2 hours to do shabbos.
No.
Think about the words.
How long do you need to say Psukkah Zimmer properly? For example, Shabbos morning. You need at least a half an hour to say it. At least 4 minutes for Nishmas. At least 4 minutes for Nishmas. You need time. Megillah Pesukei Zimra is at least 15 minutes, something like that.
Nishmas is the central part of Pesukei Zimra on Shabbos.
It's one of the most important parts. If you haven't got time, you say Bo Shama Ashrei Nishmas. Nishmas is more important even than the other Hallelukas. We should be passing that way. It's interesting because the Ma'aseh says Todi Beino Todi, Todi Koden. Should be the best of Pesukei Zimra comes first, but it's not. Nishmas is so important. Nishmas is a very crucial prayer on Shabbos morning. Let's go on.
Sometimes you fall asleep if you do it slow. I don't know.
Oh, definitely. You mustn't go too slow.
Yeah,
don't
okay.
go too slow. No.
I don't know that happens
to me.
No.
Of course you're right.
Yeah, but profession.
It's like walking. Walking needs a pace.
You're right.
If you go too fast, if you go too slow, you feel like you're dragging it.
Right.
So you have to have a pace. Make your own pace.
Okay.
It's your own discretion. It's your own discretion how fast you want to go. Mm. But enough time that you're not losing it and not too slow that you daydream.
Okay.
That's really what it's about.
Thank you very much.
Make your own pace. Shemoneh Esrei is exactly the same, no?
Yeah.
You need a pace.
Right.
I personally find it easier to use commas, much easier. Like I said just before. Hodu Lashem Kiu Bishmoi. Hodu Abami Mali Lo Sov. Commas and full stops. Shiu Lo Zamu Lo. Sichu Bachol Niflo Yisov. His Halalu B'Shem Kodsho. Then you can, if you make, then it becomes a conversation rather than just a chant. Yismach Leba Bakshi Hashem. Diushu Hashem B'Uzoi. Make the commas. The commas helps tremendously. The pace is your own pace, how you decide to do it. Let's go on. Second paragraph. You go into the world of Malachim. You hear, Rabbi Sai? And you increase more in the Hilulim as you go into Baruch Sha'ama, into Pesukei Zimra. You increase on the praises. You become like a malach. Lo shir et shiras hamalachim. You sing the shiras ha'olam. You sing the songs of the world. Not just for our benefit. Even the malachim sing. This chapter about boys, you have to go slowly in the morning. Kuf Mem Ches, Mahalalus. I think it's the third Halalus in this chapter. Think about the words here. It's the most beautiful, beautiful chapter. Haleluka, Halalus Hashem Min Hashemayim. That's the Malachim. Halalu Bamwemim. He's praised in Shemayim by the Malachim. Halalu called Malachim, all the Malachim. Halalu called Sabotov, whoever they are, the thousands or millions, whatever, they're Malachim in Shemayim. Halu Shemesh Viareach. Halalu called Kakoch Veor. Think about these words. He put a fixed statute how the world should be. The sun should come up, the sun should go down. Rules. Tanninim are animals in the depths. Eish, fire, bored, hail. Sheleg is snow. Ikito is smoke. Ruach, sa'ora, isadavara. And the wind does according to Hashem once. Hehorim, b'cholag voice. Eitz, we, b'cholag voice. All these are beautiful expressions, Rabbi. You're saying them every single morning. You're saying them every morning, you have to put input into it. Otherwise, you become despondent. It doesn't mean anything to you. If you put time into it, and every morning, then you can walk away from shul and you feel I've accomplished something already in the morning.
There's a blessing in smoke.
It's a beautiful way of starting the day.
There's a blessing in smoke.
He creates the smoke.
But there must be a good side to it. Well.
No, it's a side. It's an aspect of creation. That's it, creation. It's created. In other words, the smoke, the kito, I think that's what kito means. It's
like, it can warn you of something bad happening, no?
He creates fire. It's all the creation by Hashem. Okay, let's go on. This stage you must reach before you come to stand in front of a Kodesh Baruch in prayer. You must reach this stage of understanding what Pesukei Dezimra is. Only by saying these praises in Pesukei Dezimra, then you can ask Hashem what you want. In other words, you just come and ask Hashem straight away without saying the praises. So you chap left, and all of a sudden you ask, Rufainu Hashem Ne'ewafe Shema Koleinu. Doesn't have any meaning to it unless you prefaced it with these praises beforehand. You recognize who Hashem is. After Haidu, after you come to the word Ashur Hashem Kikom Adonai, after that is the main praises. Haidu is the first praise, and all the Halalukas which we're saying here.
He doesn't mention Mizmor Toda.
That's included. He says after Haidu, that's Mizmor Toda first. No? Right. And then the others. Yeah. Interesting, Pesukei Dezimra ends with a Shira. Even though it's Inyan Mitzvah's time, why that? Because that's the final finale of Pesukei Dezimra is a Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yishtabach
is the end.
You're right, it does finish it off.
In Gemara, Pesukei Dezimra is called a Halel of Kol Yoyim. Starts with Baruch and ends with Baruch. Halel begins with the Baruch and ends with the Baruch. Pesukei Dezimra is called a Halel Shel Kol Yoyim. Every day has a halal to it.
Mm-hmm.
Starts with Baruch Sha'ama and ends with Yishtaba. Yeah. Okay, let's go on. Interesting, the word Zemiros also means what? What are you cutting off?
You're pruning away.
You're pruning away. Other things, pruning away everything in the world, you know, because you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pesukei Dezimra, you're removing yourself from the world and talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Zemiros. Zemiros means to remove any distractions. Just today I was talking to my Chavusa about what happens if a person is distracted in the middle of Shemona Esrei. So the halacha brings down in Shulchan Aruch, if a snake wraps around your leg, You're not mafsik, but if a scorpion comes, then you are. Scorpion, you do stop. So the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch. If a snake comes around you don't. Not necessarily is it dangerous, but a scorpion is definitely dangerous. So the Gaon says in Tikkunei Zohar, Mechavusa mentioned a beautiful point. He said to me as follows. He said that what does a nachash represent? Nachash represents taiva. If a person has in Shemoni Esrei like a machshava of taiva, of arayas, immorality, you can carry on davening. You don't have to be mafsik. But if an akrav is a lashon of ikar, meaning avodah zarah, if you have a thought about avodah zarah, you might never stop davening. So the nochosh represents taiva. You carry on davening, even though you might have a machshava roh of immorality or promiscuity or something. You carry on davening. For nochosh, you don't mafsik. But for an akrav, which is avodah zarah, if you have in your mind a thought about, then you must stop davening. That's what the zarah says between the two. Often you have stray thoughts come in your mind in the middle of davening Shemoneh Esrei. If it's stammer type or something, then you can carry on davening. Stop a minute, let it go, and then carry on davening. But if it's Avodah Zarah, then already you should completely stop davening completely. Okay, let's go on. Hisayrus Hayira Ba'av. Ki Mataras Zemiros Eilu. The purpose of these songs are L'Oyre Etzleinu Hayira Ba'av Al Yidei Pesukei Dezimra. We awaken a love and a fear for HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying these words. He brings down the Shema HaKadosh. Beautiful passage this way. Let's go slowly. Look at these words. Beautiful words. Someone who's careful and pays attention to the meaning and the intention of these words. And the beautiful praises which are said. And the beautiful descriptions which we say together. The beautiful descriptions here. Unbelievable descriptions in Pesukei Dezimra, which you can just miss and fly by. Yehi Chavod is one of the most beautiful tefillahs, I think. Yehi Chavod Hashem Lo'olam. Yismach Hashem. He should be delighted and overjoyed with his creation. Yehi Shem Hashem Mevach Me'ator Yadav. Minis Hashem Hashem from the rising of the sun to the end of the sun. Beautiful descriptions. Mughlo Shem Hashem. Rabbos Machshavos Belevish Ratzas Hashem Hisokum. All these expressions, beautiful expressions. You're saying them every single day. To invest in them, to make sure that they have meaning, says the Shloch. If you spend time thinking about the words that you're saying, they enter into your heart, and slowly, slowly, one day after the next, you begin to recognize it gets into your heart, and your heart becomes humble. Do you follow that, Rabbi Yosef? Do you see what he's saying here? If you say the words carefully and you know what the words mean, then the words get into your heart and you become humbled in front of a Kaddish Baruch. Mm-hmm. You express it, you understand the words that you're saying. V'yachavein atzma v'yamamake ha'lev v'simcha v'yiram. You should have intention carefully from the depth of your heart v'simcha v'yiram l'tein hoyd v'hoda v'shevach v'hilah, to give the praise and the honor and the to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'la'asois atora l'roish melech ma'al ha'mlochim. And the words that you're saying make a crown for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're praising the King. HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hoisif koyach ha'gavur v'pamagash. You're raising the honor and the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on top in heaven. V'oz, if you do that, if you think carefully of the words you're saying them carefully and with meaning, what will happen? V'yale mi madrega la madregas umala la mala adashe yale v'yoba madrega elyonim oid. You reach a very high dagger of tefillah. Now, boy, so this isn't written for Lamed Vav Tzadikim. This is written for all of us here. This is not something which is unique to every single human being. Every person can reach a dagger of tefillah if he takes his time and thinks about the words, what he's saying. If you do that, then you find you reach a real peak. You can, like you daven maybe on Yom Kippur or Shoshana. No. Spend time a little bit more time in what you're saying in the words, and you reach a very high dagger of tefillah. And you reach a point of doing it all for the Avos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your nefesh is very alert, with tremendous attachment, intimacy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't get caught up when you're davening with things of Olam Hazeh, the news, how much money you have to make, whatever it is, a business deal. Behem doisa, and you should be humble of yourself and despise yourself if you think about all these things. Till you reach a very high level of intelligence. It takes days and days. If you carry on this way, imagine this coming week, Rabbi said, this coming week, you spend time. I don't know if you can spend time, but spend time, for example, on Bosh Omar. Spend time on Ashrei. Spend time on Koel Hanashoma to Halil God. If you choose maybe one part of Pesukei Zimra, and that you're going to, it's hard to do everything in one go. But if you choose like a certain Bosha Omar or Ashrei or something like that, and you make sure you say that carefully, you grow. The next day is better and better, and you grow in it. You work on yourself with it. The Yovo Viyale Madregas Hayira Hapnimis. And eventually the Yira gets inside your heart. Shehi Hashlemus Ha'achavoin Asher Noshim Bo Ma'at. Few people reach that level of shlemus. You can reach it. But you don't have to be a Talmud Chacham, you don't have to be a great Tzaddik, I think. You just think about what you're doing. Personally, I feel it's an achvayas we have. You're spending time davening every single day. Why not im kavah oz kavah? You're spending time on it. Make it worthwhile. Make it worthwhile. When a person has yira in his heart, then his tefillah has more chance of being received. This is a big gemara. Tefillah shel adam nishmas ela b'beis haknesses. The gemara says that a person should always try and daven in a shul. In a shul, people daven, like you were saying, Wani, people daven together and say the words together. So you're saying them together with the tzibur, especially if there's a koil tefillah. Then you're brought into it. The company is very important. The company gives a tremendous assistance to davening. If people are davening, people are taking seriously the tefillah, you should be very careful. I remember once reading about Avigdor Miller said, you should never daven in a shul where people are talking, because your own tefillah will be ruined. Even though you might daven with kavana, people are davening there, so your whole tefillah will be disturbed by it. Don't daven. I remember once he said that. Choose the minyan where you're davening. Choose the minyan where you're davening.
The last Ramban in Boy also talks about
Ken.
The greatness of
Ken.
Gathering together in a shul. Ken,
that's right. In a shul.
Very powerful.
I remember it was Boy, so I used to go to Chaim Boom a little bit. But I remember the people talking and that. That's too much. I was concentrating on the tefillin.
Right. Ubiya b'sefer ene Yitzchak. Look what he says here. Shebebeis haknesses haderech hispalel b'metinas. When you go to a shul, you'll daven more carefully. Gam b'suki lezimu. Ve'ena mamarim lachtot. And you won't chap it. If you're not daven in a shul, you're davening by yourself at home, you probably will chap the words. Ubeze yispalel b'libam. And then you'll have his spilus and yield to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you can have more kavana in your tefillah. And then your tefillah will be heard. If you daven at home, is a minion. You find a place to daven at home. Da'akam lezalzel u'mat. You rush psukhi to zimah. It's true. You daven in a shul, people are davening. You're influenced by it, and you daven much better. But rak b'kriya shema tefillah hey matzuna. Only when it comes to kriya shema tefillah are people careful. But it's not enough. It's not enough to say I'm going to daven with kavana psukhi kriya shema and shema yisrael. Why? But they never prepared anything. You never prepared anything. Look, if you never prepared, how can you say that your tefillah will be accepted? If you take your time over Shema and Shemaya Esrei, but you never did anything with Sukkot Zimra, who says your tefillah will be prepared? You never had the forecourt. You never came into the entrance lobby. The entrance lobby is Sukkot Zimra. When you say the Shebach Mahidah, then you walk in the right way, and then you create the launch for Kriya Shema and Shemaya Esrei. Their tefillahs won't be accepted. Why? Because you didn't spend time on Sukkot Zimra, on the entrance. And therefore, it's a teichacha to those people who rush davening even in a shul. But you see, you have to come to shul earlier. You have to get there earlier to get proper kavanah. Otherwise, it's very hard to daven if you don't. If you've got 5-10 minutes for Sukkot Zimra, it's very hard. You just say the words. It's like reciting, but it doesn't have depth to it. The more you put depth into it, the more you feel what you're saying, and you get something out of it. Same with benching at home, no? If you bench at home, you take your time, benching becomes important.
All
brachas like that, right? How many times a day you say Ashrei Yotza? If you think a bit what you're saying, you know, Ashrei Yotza, is such a beautiful bracha. I told you once the chat of Matis Yor Salomon. Matis Yor once said, I think he said it in the name of the Vilna Gaon. Two things it says the words, Lipnei Kisei Kavodecha. Ashrei Yotza, and where's the other place where it says, Golub Yod Lipnei Kisei Kavodecha? Where's the other place? Where's the other place where it says, Golub Yod Lipnei Kisei Kavodecha? Ashrei Yotza, and where's the other place? Amazing. It's amazing how it works. You know where it says it? From the shofar to the bathroom. Ever hear such a kabbalist? That's all in front of belief. From the most lowest of human abilities to the highest, the shofar, is all Golu Lifnei Kisei Kavodecha. That's the extent of the brackets of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees what's going on. From the bathroom to the shofar. Where are we? Okay.
Just turn over to Lamed Vav.
Okay. Hashem atoyb yechaper. Ad kanes bekitzur. Zeh loshen ha'ochas rachaim. Or look at this expression by his side. Hayesh Moshe sheyitzra tzevikach. Is there any ruler who will be pleased with those words? If you just chap, you only ask what you want and you never say a praise beforehand. Is there any ruler at all who will be happy with those that sort of request? You go to a king and you just say, "Give me this." You don't say, "Your Majesty," you don't give a fork, a runner before it, an introduction behind it. Look at the bottom here, my boy. Say, I'm Morgan of Rome. Number 14 at the bottom. Harav shekosu legabe heter shehiya koidem yishtava. Can you wait before saying yishtava? Kishiya kudei ligma eskulam. So you can say, look, shehu chatzi shah, half an hour, psukhi
dezimah. Every day, but that's not on Shabbos, that's during the week.
During the week, half an hour, psukhi dezimah. You ever been in a minyan like that? You ever done in a minyan like that, where they take so long, psukhi dezimah?
Half an hour during the week?
Fardim.
Half an hour? During the week?
Yeah, they say every word out loud and slowly. I was there once.
During the week?
During Asher, they say every single thing out loud.
Really?
The whole thing, all of Pesukot is in.
How long does it take?
25 minutes.
Every day?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
It's a long time. Yeah. It took me an hour or something.
Now you have a new shul to go.
Yeah.
Rabbi Devta, Sichrono Brocha, and his minion in Stamford Hill, when he had a minion there, it was about 16, 17 minutes, not more than that. And I dabbed by Rabbi Mordechai Zuckerman in Givat Shol, beautiful minion, a Prussian minion, also 15, 16. But it's not so much a matter of, it's more a matter of delay, that you can, enough time to say the words. Too long is not good. I never found it such a minor sometimes to take too long over davening, because you just space out.
Yeah, right.
You space out. If you have to find the pace, and I always find that, you know, there's something called lengthy tefillah and shortened tefillah, but there's something called delayed tefillah. Enough time to think, but not more than that.
When I daven in the Chovah, the vision is on Shabbos, the zikr is on Shabbos, is an hour.
An hour.
means I can show up late to shul instead of being for the bus.
That's problem not is, the point.
Problem is you have to make it worth a worthy hour. It has to be, you know, that you're not just chanting the words sometimes. Let's finish off. This, what we're talking about here, is compared to a man who's climbing a very high mountain. He's tried so hard to reach the top. Once he reaches the top, he can walk around freely. Took his time to get up there, but once he's up the mountain, then he can walk around freely on the top of the mountain. If a person works hard on Psukhi, it's a beautiful mashal this, you know? Mm-hmm. If you work hard in Psukhi Zimma to make your mind attentive, the tefillah goes straight out. Isn't that beautiful mashal? Mm-hmm. You can walk clearly. Once you're up there with the Psukhi Zimma, now you're ready to daven properly. Nothing bothers him because you're up the mountain. You climb there. You work hard to get there. Once you're there, then you can daven.
And you have the best view.
Best view.
And you have the best view up best there. View. Yeah.
I think this is by Rav Bachtfogel from Lakewood. A man prepares his heart in Psukhi Lezima. Hashem will answer you. Look how he explains it. The main place where a person has to work on tefillah is Dabka Bechelik Ha'ep. Psukhi Lezima. You have to work really hard on Psukhi Lezima. That's where you work. But once you're there, Shoshom Mechinim Es Malchel, that's where you prepare your heart. Shehem Legamme Biyodo Roshusai. That's your department. Abo Shemayne Esrei, Abshe Zeh Bavadei Hashloma Shal Tfilot. Abo Zeh Kva Biyad Hashem, that's all Biyad Hashem Shemayne Esrei. About you have to concentrate on. Kama Shonim Poislim Hashem Sposai Tiptach. Once you're there, but the work comes in Psukhi Lezima. If you work in Psukhi Lezima, then you're there, ready to daven with Kavana. Okay, well, so did we learn something today? I hope we've got something.
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
Just come earlier. Come a little bit earlier. 5 minutes earlier or something. Start. You'll see it makes a tremendous difference. And mouth the words. And I always find it so fun as mouth. You mouth the words rather than just whispering them. But mouth, you don't have to shout it. But say the words. Then you have
so, guys, you have to put the finger on for words.
Yes.